Welcome to your Weekend Pulse on KRWG. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, we are literally in full swing kicking off summer, and you're kicking off the summer guide today with the spring and summer concert guide.
Yes, so our cover is the spring and summer concert guide for concerts, major concerts you guys probably want to know about that are coming through New Mexico and that are coming through El Paso, and then there's a few that are going to be coming through Las Cruces. So I'll just kind of touch on a few of them just because all these are like so multi-genre. Fans of all ages can go to all different kinds of shows on here. So we have people like the band Perry who have played here in Las Cruces before. They're going to be in Albuquerque this Friday. Actually, tonight. And then you have other bands like Neon Desert Music Festival, which kind of encompasses a whole bunch of different musicians like Tiesto, Deftones, Future, Daddy Yankee. And then you have other groups coming that are like the Goo Goo Dolls. You have ZZ Top and Greg Allman that are going to be in Albuquerque closer in September. And then you have a lot of country artists, which is no surprise. So we have Chris Young that's going to be coming to the Pan Am with Cassidy Pope, who's no stranger to Las Cruces. She's been here more than once. And Dan and Shay, they're going to be with him as well. And then you got people like Jason Aldean, Rascal Flatts, Keith Urban. They're all going to be in New Mexico, in the area, so get your tickets. Everything's comprehensive. Here we got a ton of acts that you can look through to plan ahead and plan your summer road trips.
Summer also means movies in the park, which is back for the summer.
Yeah, it kicked off last week, and it's going to be continuing all the way through, I believe, September or so. They got the schedule out for that. So it's going to be happening
24th.
Every week. 7 p.m. Saturday, Young Park. You do want to check the schedule if the weather's bad because it is subject to change. They don't want you out there watching a movie when we got our bad winds going on. But usually things die down in the evenings. It's really beautiful. This week's going to be Jurassic World, and then they have a full movie lineup. Family-friendly, free to attend. You can also take like some food, have a little picnic with your family in there, and enjoy the show along with a bunch of other people.
And you know, this is something that I've been seeing on my Facebook feed, and I see around town, roller derby.
Roller derby, that's huge here. They could draw a pretty big crowd. So the roller derby competition, that's going to be on Saturday. They usually have this throughout the year. They always benefit their donations always benefit a fund, so this is going to be the Semper Fi Fund this week. Crossroads City Derby, so this is pretty affordable. It's $8, $5 in advance, $8 at the gate, and then kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult. So in addition to watching this roller derby competition, they have a beer garden, they have food, they have a 50-50 raffle that they do, and they also have kids activities at halftime. So it really is like a fun family thing you can take your kids to, or you can just go with your friends, enjoy a nice beer, and watch this really awesome competition because they fight it out. We have a really good team here. So
that's cool. And the weekly segment, Taste for Your Impulse, what do you got today?
Okay, so we got the Border Brew Coffee House. So this is a coffee house that's attached to Border International. It's off West Amador Avenue.
So Border International is a trucking company.
It's a trucking company.
Okay.
It's attached to that, so you got to go into their like parts department. It's kind of hidden behind there. But what makes this place special is not only did they recently open, but they also serve Nitro Coffee, which is nitro-infused coffee, which kind of makes it, infuses it with nice, cool kind of cool temperature, so you can kind of enjoy a cool cup of coffee. But it also makes the flavor more intense. It looks kind of similar to maybe like a beer straight from the tap, but it's coffee. Give you a nice little kick for the day. But in addition to that, they also have food that they sell, and they have really awesome, unique kind of drinks. They have like a habanero lime Italian soda that you can get. They have smoothies.
Wow.
They got some really interesting drinks along with like a full coffee bar.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Lorena. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.